I'm Maggie McCaffrey, class of 2023, Yale School of Drama. In Sadie, the Saddest Sadist, the artist Mary Read Kelly tells a darkly ironic tale of wartime romance and venereal disease. The tale of Sadie and Jack unfolds in a dreamlike, high-contrast world, evocative of early film animation, with expressive makeup and shallow painted sets that invite spatial confusion. The two characters, both played by Reed Kelly and shot by her collaborator Patrick Kelly, speak in clever poetic verse and monotone sing-song. This project stemmed from Reed Kelly's extensive research into World War I history and poetry, which she began on Yale's campus. As a graduate student at the Yale School of Art, the artist took an interest in the Woolsey Hall War Memorial, with its huge marble slabs bearing the names and life dates of male alumni of the university who were killed in U.S. wars. She recalls,
"I eventually ended up transcribing the entire memorial into a document, and I would use the word search function to search for letter combinations. So rather than just kind of working randomly or by chance, I was able to make little verse forms and little mini nonsense poems. I, of course, was thinking about Dada and surrealism and the chance-based techniques that were so connected to the era of upheaval in the early 20th century."
To further this research, Reed Kelly received a grant to visit the graves of Yale alumni in American World War I cemeteries in France and Belgium. She then pursued a fellowship at Yale's Beinecke Rare Book and Manuscript Library, where she studied archival materials from early 20th century poets and literary critics. Reed Kelly was inspired by the role poetry played in everyday life during this period.
"If you look into early 20th century poetry, you realize how democratic an act it was. It wasn't this kind of specialized, highbrow, artistic act that it's considered now, like painting would be. It was something that you did for fun and for entertainment."
Accordingly, Sadie, the Saddest Sadist, takes its cues from World War I era doggerel, a form of popular poetry with irregular rhythms and often humorous subject matter. Reed Kelly was also inspired by the visual art of wartime Europe, including the Cubists. She especially took to Fernand Léger, whose work she encountered in a formative class with Rochelle Feinstein, Yale's first female tenured professor of painting and printmaking.
Léger turned out to be a really important artist to me, and he's one of my favorite and most enriching artists that I've studied. That's just one thing that Rochelle did for me in that class, was just by saying, "Why don't you like him? You need to rethink this." I did rethink it, and she was right. The impact on me was really profound.
Reed Kelly was also inspired by studying Léger's works at the Yale University Art Gallery.
Léger was trying to represent multiple light sources. When Pat and I are creating our films, we have a light source on the performer. Sometimes I have a drawn shadow on my face, so that's a second light source. Then Pat adds a third light source in the three-dimensional backgrounds that go in after we've shot the performance. So Picasso and Braque and Juan Gris and Léger studying their Cubist approaches to lighting and perspective in the art gallery was quite important.